When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
Let's say you made a mistake in the past. Of course, mistakes are in the past. So let's say you did something bad, maybe yesterday or maybe 10 years ago, something that you wish you had not done. And it gives you a bad feeling. In English, that feeling is called regret. R-E-G-R-E-T, regret. So in this lesson, if you follow along, you will learn a really cool grammar. I'm going to teach you how to express regret. What is the grammar? You know, how can you express regret of the past? I will tell you a very short story, and then I will use the grammar to express that feeling. So now I'm going to tell you a very, very short story about someone who is experiencing regret. Maybe something he did in the past or something he didn't do in the past that he wishes he had done. So we have a person, his name is Mo. Mo didn't go to college 10 years ago. When he had the opportunity to go to college, he did not go to college. When he was younger, he did not go to college. Because of that, his life was not easy. He had to work long hours every single day, and he didn't make much money. He couldn't make much money. And because he didn't go to college, he couldn't find a good job. He couldn't find a high-paying job. And because of that, he has a big regret. He wishes that he had gone to college. How can we say that? How can we express this? What is the grammar to use to express regret or to wish that you had done something different in the past? In this case, in the story of Mo, we can say he should have gone to college when he was younger. He should have gone to college when he was younger. He should have gone to college when he was younger. That means in the past, it would have been better for him if he had gone to college. What do you think he should have done? He should have gone to college. He should have gone to college. It would have been better for him if he had gone to college 10 years ago. He didn't go to college maybe because he didn't think seriously about his future. So I think he should have thought seriously about his future. He should have thought seriously about his future. What do you think he should have thought about seriously? His future. He should have thought about his future. He should have thought carefully about his future. But the truth is, he didn't think seriously about his future. Another problem about Mo is that he didn't ask for advice in the past. He didn't ask for advice or help about his future. You know, that's another mistake that he made. So I think he should have asked for advice about his future. He should have asked for advice about his future. He should have asked for help from his family, from his father, or someone smarter than him to help guide him, to give him advice or to motivate him to go to college. But unfortunately, right after he finished high school, he just started working. He started working a low-paying job. So instead of going to college, he started working. But I think he should not have started working. His family was rich, and they didn't need money from Mo. So he should not have started working. Instead, he should have gone to college. So now Mo is experiencing a lot of regret. He has feeling of regret. He has a lot of regret about his past. What is your advice for Mo? Do you think he should continue feeling bad about his past, or do you think he should make a plan for his future? I think he should forget about the past and continue moving on. He should move on with his life and make plans for his future now. He cannot go back in time. He cannot go back and change the past. Instead, he can change the future by making some plans in the present. He should. So, you see, we use should for advice in the present, for recommendations, for giving advice, for suggesting something. You say, you should do something. You should go somewhere. You should make a plan. So I think Mo should make a plan for his future, and he should not think too much about the past. Yes, it's correct. He should have gone to college 10 years ago, but he didn't go to college 10 years ago. He cannot change the past, but he can create a better future for himself and maybe for his family, because he is 35. He should start thinking about marriage. Yeah, maybe. He should start thinking about marriage and building a family, starting a family and building a future. He should think about his future from a different angle, from a different perspective. So I'm going to do a recap. I'm going to tell you the story again. We have a person. His name is Mo. Mo is 35 years old. And he did not go to college when he was younger. And now because he didn't go to college when he was younger, he has a lot of regret because he lived a difficult life. He worked a low-paying job because he didn't have a college degree. So what do you think he should have done? He should have gone to college after high school. But he didn't. He did not go to college, even though he should have. And now that he is an adult, he is a 35-year-old man, my advice is he should move on. He should move on from this regret and start planning and creating a better future. So you see, we use should have to express regret or something that was bad you did in the past that you should not have done, or something you didn't do that you should have done. I should have gone to college. I shouldn't have ignored my family's advice. I shouldn't have eaten junk food for 1 year. That's why I gained a lot of weight. I should have cooked at home. I hope this lesson helped you. And if you have a regret of the past, you should move on and continue with your life. Yes, maybe you should have thought better. You should have planned better for your future, but you didn't. So don't beat yourself up. Don't think about it too much. Don't be hard on yourself and continue with your life. You can change your future by making some better plans today. I hope you liked today's episode. And if you did, write a comment and tell me something that you learned in today's lesson. And if you like this episode, please share it with your friends so that they can also learn English the easy way and make some better plans for their future. Thanks for listening. Until next time.